Trishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskajare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Advaita Gadadha Srinivasane Vandavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Yesterday we heard about the very subtle exchange between Krishna and Srimati Radharani. He had joked at the expense of Radhika, the Lord of all cleverness, the Lord of all humor, the Lord of all love, had made a face when he took that super excellent Manohar Ladu as if it was not all right, so that he had a pretext to give it to Sarup. You must know, when Krishna had seen first Sarup, he had made a remark to Sridham. Let us remember, Sarup had entered the spiritual world after a long journey. He was known at that time still under his name that he got in this world, Gop Kumar. And he actually had come into Goloka Vrindavan to be very specific in a field. And he saw an old man working in the field, maybe taking weeds out. But what he saw was that the old man, only the old man's body was there. The mind seemed to not be there. He would always say, Krishna, Krishna. And his body worked almost like a robot, you know, without a soul. So Gop Kumar had asked the old man, where is the person whose name you always chant? I'm looking for him since many lifetimes. And the old man had pointed towards Vrindavan and had said, Nanda Bhavan, Nanda Bhavan, Nanda Bhavan. Krishna lives in Vrindavan in the house of Nanda Maharaj. He is the son of... So Gop Kumar had followed the indications and had arrived in a town, and he saw the same phenomena. People were hustling and bustling around, but their mind was not there. They were absent-minded. Where was their mind? They were absorbed in sweet thoughts of Krishna. A person in love of God is sometimes described to be like a drunken man. A drunken man will not know, do I have cloth on or not? He doesn't care, because his mind is captured in a world of its own. No? So in the same way, the devotee is not so concerned with external things. How am I dressed? And so on. How do I look? The devotee's mind is more with Krishna than with the false idea of himself, you know, or herself. And so at a certain time, the whole village had started to move towards the town's gate, and they had described, and Gop Kumar had gone along with everyone in the village, and then, yeah, they saw a big cloud of dust. I think we have discussed all about this. And finally, out of the dust, accompanied by sweet sounds of flutes, because all of the gopas were expert flutists, and they were dancing, and it was so joyous, came Krishna, the prince of Goloka Vrindavan. Do you remember what Yamuna had done? When Yamuna heard Krishna came, she had stopped her flow and flown in the opposite direction to touch Krishna's lotus feet. And there, Sarup had met Krishna. It was very emotional. Or Gop Kumar had met Krishna. It was so emotional that Krishna fainted and he reddened the ground. And when he woke up from his fainting spell, he had said, "Where have you been? I have been missing you for so long. What took you so long?" That was his first word. And then Krishna had made a little remark to Sridham. Sridham is again who? The brother of Radharani. He had said, "Take this boy with you to Vashana. And accept him as a member of Radha's family. He is like your friend. You take care of him," and so on. And then Krishna had again done something very beautiful. Radha had prepared some pan for him, but in order to show his love for the new arrival, Sarup, and to also show his love to Radharani, he took that pan and chewed on it a little and smiled, showing Radha how much he appreciated that pan. And then he had put this half chewed pan into the mouth of Sarup. Now you might think, shouldn't he have a full intact pan? Shouldn't he have given this by only half shoot? You know, this is, has ruined the preparation. But someone who says like this doesn't know the nectar of Krishna's alaramrit, that is the nectar of his saliva. The nectar of Krishna's saliva is the greatest treasure, and in the spiritual world, everyone wants only that food which Krishna has already tasted. We in this world also enjoy it, this nectar, by only eating prasadam. And we know Krishna does not like certain things like onion and garlic, which are not a sattvic food. And because a devotee wants more the prasad from Krishna that had pleased Krishna, he does not eat onion and garlic and other things which may not please the taste of the Lord. No? Because he then what is that an offering, you know? If you offer something to someone that he does not like, that is not nice. When you give someone for birthday a present where he, "Why did I get this present? Now I have to something to get this up. So, so at this time, and this is where we end here, is the atmosphere of Nandagram is very relaxed and social. Yashoda sits with the ladies in one corner and dines while others begin to clean the kitchen where the cooking for the evening dinner took place. And everyone is looking forward to a special event that is the entertainment. There is in the evening, that's how they end the evening. They have some first class entertainment. And one part of the entertainment is there is a joker who jokes. And everyone laughs about the jokes of the joker. Madhu Mangali is not the joker, but Madhu Mangali gets so fired up that when the entertainment is finished, he jumps on the stage and also jokes because he has not been part of the official program, but he feels so inspired. He is a very joking person. So everything is very relaxed, and Nanda Baba sits together with the young cowherd boys, the friends of Krishna, and like the perfect father, he's asked, how was it in the forest? Was it all right? Were you able to herd the cows nicely? Did they follow all your commands? And the cowherd boys said, when we said he, they did not go left. Ah, said Nanda, when I was young, I also made the wrong he. It is more he. Then they will follow. You have to pronounce it properly. And like, you know, the father, perfect father, will also take some time for the friends of his boys. So he does this because he knows the cowherd boys are so near to Krishna that to please Krishna, he spends some time and gives good advice of the chief cowherd man. You know, he knows all the details. He advises them and he shares also his experience with them. And he answers all the questions. But Baba, one cowherd boy asks, when do we know that the cows have drunken enough water? And Nanda Baba knows everything, and he also tells for every answer he has a tale. Nanda Maharaj knows so many stories. Practically speaking, there is no Puranic story which Nanda Baba does not know. And it has not committed to memory. And he always retells his stories again and again, but he draws no meaning out of the story. So all the young cowherd boys sit before Nanda Maharaj and they are astonished by the wealth of information and they have open mouth. So it's very relaxed. You can see it's very jovial, the atmosphere, very kind, very loving. Now, Nanda Maharaj was once asked, this is in here, what do you do when a bull gets unruly. Have you seen sometimes the bulls get restless and then it's very difficult to come next to them? And Nanda Maharaj knows that you must go around the bull, encircle him, and you must pray to the bull, your dharma and ahimsa, non-violence, is dharma. Therefore, please bless us. See how they deal with an aggressive bull? They go around him and remind him, your dharma. And ahimsa is the highest expression of dharma. So please bless us and be peaceful. What more can be said about Nanda Baba? Let there be a Nanda Purana, because it's so much about his glories. Do you know how Nanda likes to dress?
In green.
He is in green. And do you know how his beard is?
No.
It's like pepper. Pepper, when you grind pepper, there is black parts and white parts. So it's mixed, yes. So after such heartwarming session, Krishna goes with his own friends in some corner, because Krishna is relaxed, but he is also anxious. Something happened that day in the meadows. As Krishna was walking, he saw a beautiful maiden who was like a goddess. It is described in Prabodhananda Saraswati Sangita Madhava. The Krishna saw Srimati Radharani's extraordinary beauty and how she looked at him with very interested eyes, and the next moment ignoring him totally. And Krishna had become so bewildered by this mixture of a glance, you know, very interested, I would like to have your company, that Krishna for the first time experienced great desire to be with this best of the gopis. He had asked Sridham, do you know this lady, this girl? And Sridham had looked down. But Subal answered, these are now the Priyanama Sakas. You must know the very special group of friends of Krishna who are informed about Krishna's most private thoughts. And Subal said, why do you ask him? She is his sister, Sridham, brother of Radharani. And Krishna says, I do not know what has happened with me. So he saw the extraordinary beauty of Radha. You must know, only Radha can give Krishna happiness. Krishna gives happiness to the whole world, but Radha gives happiness to him. And therefore Krishna fainted in confusion. When God meets someone who is attracting him totally, that's an unusual position for the Lord. And then Radha had come and touched with her soft lotus hand the chest where the heart is of Krishna. Krishna had immediately upon being touched by Radha on his heart, opened the eyes and saw Radha, but then Radha had disappeared. So since that, when he had come home, Yashoda asked the cowboy, he looked so sad, is something different? And Subal knew what was in Krishna's mind. He had could not obtain Srimati Radharani and had been silent. But mother always knows something is different with Krishna. So now he was alone. Krishna was alone with his cowherd boyfriends. And he was anxious, and he told them, he asked them about the beauty which he, the beautiful lady whom he saw in the meadows, that's the grazing grounds in the afternoon, and which had destroyed all his patience had totally enchanted him. He was love intoxicated, and and Subal said, "I have good news. I have a message from the girl. It was written on a letter." I don't know if Radharani wrote with her fingernails, or when Krishna writes letters, he usually extracts the juice of a red flower and writes on a green letter. So here I do not know how it was written. It was a letter where Radharani said, "We should talk." And there was a meeting place in detail in the night. We can talk and so on. So in the meantime, Yashoda sees there are some servants of Radharani in Nanda Bhavan, and she says, "Why don't you sit down and eat now and drink?" But one elder, not very old gopi, but older than these small little sweet girls, say, "They are the manjaris of Srimati Radharani, and they will not even drink water before Radha has drunken water. They are totally Radharani conscious. They only the little manjaris. So Tulasi and Kasturi, they will also not eat anything because before Radha has eaten." So Yashoda says, "This is very good. This is very good. Such loyalty and devotion to Radha, whom I consider my own daughter." So she packs some nice prasadam, packaged prasadam, and says, "Bring this to Radharani." So the manjaris have all Krishna's remnants, and they carry it to where is Radha? Yavat or Vashana. She's 3 months of the year in Yavat, 3 months in Vashana, 3 months in Yavat, 3 months in Vashana. That's her schedule. So they go to, this time she's in Yavat, and the manjaris come, Tulsi manjari comes with prasadam from Krishna. But Yatila has given Radharani the remnants of her so-called husband. Who is the name of the so-called husband, Abhimanyu, like a Vedic wife should eat the remnants of her husband. So then the Sakis look at the remnants of Abhimanyu and the remnants of Krishna, and they say, the remnants of Abhimanyu are like cow dung. Who can eat that? They put it in a corner, like dirty things. You know, they have to keep it, can't throw it out of the room, otherwise Yantila would see. And then Krishna and the Radharani and the Sakis eat the remnants of from Krishna, which Tulsi has brought from Nanda Bhavan. Who has packaged Yashoda? Yeah. So Abhimanyu doesn't see it. He is like every night he sleeps with the cows. He is so much interested that the cows are increasing, and he needs to guard the cows. So he's sleeping in the cow barn. He's not where in the main house where Radharani is. And he's already, he goes early to bed, you know, he's a boring person. So then Krishna is assisted by the Namasakas, prepares himself to slip out in the night through a side door in his room and meet Radharani in the meeting place, which has been detailed by what? By the message of Radharani, which he has written. Shri Radha Krishna ki jai. This marks the end of the dusk period, the Shayan Leela, and knowing this, we will put this book to rest now, and if Radharani allows and permits, and we are blessed, then we will read tomorrow my favorite part, that is when Krishna returns in the afternoon. Yes, so that we will start tomorrow, the afternoon pastime. They are very, very sweet, the Aparana Leela. We will start this. And in this way, if Krishna wants, we will go through all the eight periods of the day. And we will miss Amarananda during this time. But this is what devotees do at the end of the day. They should meet together. And what is of greater interest than Krishna, his activities, his words, his smile, his interaction with the devotees? In this world, there are two ways in which you can feel the sweetness of Krishna. This is Jiva Goswami says. Outside of this world, there are the direct associates of Krishna who have direct association with Krishna. They feel and relish, of course, the sweetness. But inside this world, my dear devotees, we often cannot taste the sweetness of Krishna. It is like Prabodhananda describes, we have jaundice and then we cannot taste any sweet sugar cane, and even a white corn shell looks yellow for us because of the disease. I have seen this. You see, I had jaundice, you see everything yellow. Everything yellow. When I would see Gokrishna I would not see it as a white dhoti, but I would see it as yellow. So when we see Krishna, we condition souls. I mean, see is not possible. See a picture or hear about Krishna. Due to our jaundice, we can't relish. But we are not like the associates in the spiritual world. However, there are two ways. First is, if we hear about the sweetness of Krishna, if we hear patiently. And the second is, if we hear how the devotees in Braj love Krishna and how Krishna loves them back, then we can also relish some sweetness, Deva Goswami says. So therefore it is important to hear these pastimes patiently. It's like medicine, like the jaundice gets cured, and perhaps for a little moment you feel, oh, Krishna is so wonderful. No? This is what someone who is in Vrindavan does. Mostly, he or she will make a schedule in their day that allows for maximum absorption in Krishna. Some like to do it by chanting, some others mix chanting and reading about Krishna's pastimes and qualities, but everyone should make a schedule. If you cannot make a schedule for the whole day because there are other things, perhaps services to do, or if it is like most of us, you lack the taste, you're still a heavy jaundice patient, then you should make a schedule for half a day. If you cannot make a schedule for half a day of Krishna conscious immersion, then you can make a schedule for quarter of a day. If the quarter of a day is still too much for you, then for one-eighth part of the day. But if that is too much, 1/16th part of the day. But you should somehow make time to read about Krishna or to absorb your mind in Krishna. In any way, this is what Vrindavan stay means. And this is the service which Krishna appreciates. Good, so then we will end here. Hare Krishna.